You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Sweet time, and it really is the end of the Christmas season. As we go into a new year, we look back on the year that was, make hopes and dreams and plans for the year to come. And my God, having the guests we've had on tonight to help me do that, Sam Dixon, Jared Taylor, Michael Hill, Sam Bushman, Kevin McDonald still to come, and Tim Murdoch now. Horace the Avenger himself, White Rabbit Radio, the anti-racist Hitler. He'll tell you how whites came to own America. He'll do it all. Friend of Bob Whitaker, as am I. It's always great to have Tim on the broadcast, especially on New Year's Eve. Thank you, Tim, for being part of this holiday broadcast night. New Year's Eve, what a special time. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fantastic, and thanks for having me, and I do appreciate, always appreciate the invite to come on the Political Cesspool.
Well, it's always a privilege to have you. I know you're pulling double duty. You've been doing interviews all over the place tonight. I listened to you, as a matter of fact, on with Greg Johnson and the Countercurrents New Year's Eve live stream earlier this afternoon, and now here you are. So we're looking back on the best and the worst of 2022. What would you say, Tim?
I would say the worst is obviously a war in Europe, whites dying. That's not part of the game plan as far as I'm concerned. We don't want whites dying. Unfortunately, and it's still not over, Ukraine and Russia. So I think that's a downside. War is a downside to me, involving whites at least, you know.
Yeah, white on white war, that's been mentioned a couple of times tonight. But, you know, listen, it's a terrible situation. America, once again, another situation that would have been avoidable had it not been for America's influence and the puppet Zelensky, the terrible Zelensky. I couldn't. Well, we only have one segment with you tonight, Tim. An hour, as I said, with everybody tonight. Everybody's making it's an ensemble appearance. Everybody's making abbreviated appearances, cameos tonight. An hour with any of these guests isn't enough. I could go an hour on how much Zelensky repels me. But anyway, keep going, brother. The best of the worst of 2022.
Well, that's the worst. The worst in my mind is the war in Europe and the fact that it's not over with yet. These things happen, you know, if they're going to happen, make it short, and you know, but it's not. And there'll probably be even a bigger war coming with China and Taiwan on some level that appears to be bucking up next or coming up to bat next. But I will give you something out of the box that I thought was interesting. And, you know, this is one character to watch going forward because I it's not often a liberal impresses me. But every once in a while, you have what does Sam Francis call the Democrats? He called them the evil party, and the Republicans are the stupid party. And he belonged to the stupid party. But the evil party has this governor in California, and he did something the latter half of the year that I thought was highly entertaining. Diabolical, sure, but what can you do? You know, he's the governor of a very liberal anti-white state. He knows that. Everyone knows that. He is diabolical. He's a Democrat. He's quite capable of doing anything and saying something else and saying something and doing something else, you know. So basically they wanted payment over reparations in California. And, you know, he's a liberal, so he can't say no. He said, let's form a committee. And so he lets all these crazies form a committee. and make all these crazy proposals, like, you know, every black person gets $250,000 each. Now, if you know anything about California, we don't have a full segment here, but California and slavery, they don't much go together because California wasn't really a slave state.
But California is the first state to authorize this, right?
Well, here's the thing. Here's the funny thing, that he let a committee go forward and authorize all that crazy stuff, like $250,000 each. And it was so crazy, they burned down the committee. It was nothing. It basically.
So they didn't go forward with it. It was a head fake.
He gave them everything they wanted. And you know what happens when you give the usual suspects everything you wanted? They just burn down the empire. And so they burned down their whole committee. Their whole committee ended up in these crazy infightings and pissed off the whole entire. It doesn't matter who they were in California, but everyone but the blacks were pissed off. Because no one wants to pay $250,000 to the blacks. And it's just, it was absolutely hilarious the way he handled it. He gave them everything they wanted, but their payments. And he just let them run around and tick off. Because, you couldn't say no. He's a Democrat. He's like, yeah, we'll have a committee on that.
Well, how did he say no to the payments? Once they got to the last full measure, how did he say no to the payments when it came time to sign the checks?
He basically just let the public relations go. And that's something, you know, it's something I'm trying to get into for tomorrow's show, actually. There's a lot more of a story here than I even know yet. But this kind of fascinated me how he pulled this final rug out from underneath them. Actually, he let them do that himself by being so crazy and so over the top and having a committee and, you know, going forward with that.
It didn't take a lot of effort for them to let them fall on their face, I guess, but to leave them to their own devices.
By May 7th to this right now tonight, the whole entire thing blew apart. It's basically blown apart. It ain't going anywhere. It ain't going anywhere at all.
Well, if it can't fly in California, it's probably not going to fly nationwide. It ain't going to fly in Tennessee, that's for sure.
Yeah, they're called for $350,000 per person. The current state task force estimate is $223,000 for each black California.
But I tell you, you know, that doesn't mean as much as it did a couple of years ago. $350,000 per person is going to buy you about a family meal at McDonald's with this level of inflation, the way I've been seeing it.
Yeah, that's kind of funny. But, you know, he's playing this, you know, he's definitely playing this in a way where he's telling Washington, and this is why you got to keep your eyes on it. He's telling Washington, look, how I know how to manage these multiracial scenarios. You know, I know how to manage all this stuff without giving them anything.
Well, I tell you, Tim, speaking of blacks and fast food and reparations and all of that, did you see the, man, we've got seconds left. Did you see the viral clip from Waffle House? Did you see that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did.
How would you describe that to the audience if they're unaware?
White woman had enough.
If you've been on social media at all, you've probably seen it. If you haven't, you can go to @JamesEdwardsTPC, and we've retweeted the viral thing. But that's diversity in its most base level form right there. And a guy who could tell you all about it year round, not just on New Year's Eve, is Tim Murdoch. There's a reason we wanted to have him as one of the guests on tonight. He's one of the best of the best. Tim, seconds remaining. How can they find you?
You can find me at whiterabbitradio.biz. You can get all our links. It's whiterabbitradio.biz. And keep your eye on the evil Gavin Newsom. Let's see what he can do.
whiterabbitradio.biz. The great Tim Murdoch, the White Rabbit himself.
Hello, TPC.
God bless you, Tim. Happy New Year. We'll be back.
Better at night knowing that there are organizations like the Conservative Citizens Foundation. The purpose of the Conservative Citizens Foundation is to promote the principles of limited government, individual liberty, equality before the law, property rights, law and order, judicial restraint, and states' rights, while at the same time exploring the dangers posed by liberalism to our national national interests and cultural institutions. The Conservative Citizens Foundation also seeks to educate the public on the dangers of extremist ideologies like critical race theory and cultural Marxism. I've worked with the good people at the Conservative Citizens Foundation for many years, and their work comes with my complete endorsement. For more information and to keep up with all the latest conservative news headlines, please check out their website, AmericaFirst.com. That's MERICA1ST.com, AmericaFirst.com.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
But far from a jerk, this embarrassment of riches, I'm embarrassed to even host the show tonight. One glittering guest after another, Sam Dixon, Sam Bushman, Jared Taylor, Michael Hill, Tim Murdoch. How about Kevin McDonald, ladies and gentlemen? Are we building up? Did we save the best for last? The former professor of psychology, professor emeritus of psychology at California State University, Long Beach, author of so many books you need to read. Believe me, his enemies have read them. Cultural Insurrections, Individualism in the Western Liberal Tradition, and he's back again tonight, one of our top five all-time most interviewed guests. Kevin, Happy New Year. How you doing tonight in the great Pacific Northwest?
Just fine, James, and a Happy New Year to you and everybody else out there. It's feeling good, but I don't know. You know, I think it's going to be a tough year to predict, and hoping for the best. So always hoping for the best.
Hey, hope springs, does it not? I mean, hope does spring eternal. There's truth to that.
It does.
There's truth to that, and listen, I look forward to 2023 already. These abbreviated appearances tonight from all of these program mainstays have only whetted the appetite. Every one, I'm like, we're already done, you know, because every time I have one of you on, we're normally on for an hour. But tonight is just, you know, a few minutes apiece. But listen, I really wanted to have you on tonight. I'm so thankful for you and for everybody to make time for this program tonight on New Year's Eve when so many people and all of you are out with your friends and families or have plans. So we're working backwards tonight to get to the West Coast here as it's 8 in the Central and 9 in the Eastern as we broadcast live. But, yeah, so let's talk about it. The best and the worst of the previous years. So we talked about the best being, you know, and you and I spoke about this, Kevin, at the Countercurrents Conference back in October, but, you know, a rising level of white racial consciousness. You know, Elon Musk has been a good thing. He's not the best thing, but he's certainly a good thing. You know, the worst being the war, inflation. I'm sure I'm missing some things, though, voter fraud, voter, you know, the midterms. But the best and the worst of the year that was, as we look back here on this very last day of the year, what do you think it was?
Well, you know, certainly you mentioned some of the highs and lows there. One other thing, of course, is the border where they're just letting in millions of, you know, literally millions.
That has not been mentioned all night tonight. Good on you, brother, for bringing that up. Go ahead.
You know, these people are uneducated. They're illiterate. They're not going to help the country at all. It's not about helping the country. They're there to create a dependent class of people who will vote reliably for handouts, meaning Democrats. And so, you know, they're doing this very hard-nosed political move on their part, and they're succeeding. I don't see how anybody can stop it for the next 2 years. There'll be another 6 million people, and they don't care about anything, the fentanyl deaths and 100,000 last year. 100,000 fentanyl deaths, and an awful lot of them are white young men. So it's just a tragedy. It's preventable tragedy, but here we are. And I'm glad you mentioned Elon Musk. It is good. I increased my follower count, although just lately I just noticed, I don't know, and people have said that maybe things are going back to the status quo from before, but I don't know. But I don't have that much faith in him, but he's certainly better than we used to be.
Well, that's the thing. We so often allow, it's human nature, I guess, but it's certainly prevalent in the only movement I've ever known, which is our movement, to let the perfect be the enemy of the good. I mean, he is certainly better than the previous regime. Yeah. So for that, we give thanks. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. Is he perfect? No. Is he Kevin McDonald? No. But is he better than what we had? Yes. And so that's a good thing. That's been a good thing that's happened this year. But, you know, I still go back, Kevin, to this volcanic level of discontent that bubbles just beneath the surface. Rudyard Kipling called it When the Saxon Began to Hate. If ever that potency can be harnessed again by the right man with the right spirit at the right time, I think this whole thing, I think it could turn around tomorrow. I think it could turn around tomorrow. I think it is ready to be turned around, and that victory is never as far away as it seems. They want you to think that it's inevitable that we're going to lose. I don't think so.
Well, one of my disappointments of last year was the November election, because I was hoping for something like that. Because, if you listen to conservative media, Fox and Hannity and Tucker and all those guys, they were predicting a huge red wave based on discontent, inflation, gas prices, Biden being incompetent and senile and just the general state of the border, everything. And it really didn't happen. You didn't have a red wave. And it seems like Democrats, I think more people voted Republican than Democrat and all that, which is, I suppose, a little improvement. But then the Republicans turn around and they're going to have a Republican House. And what do? They approve this budget that'll last for a year. So the House has no input on it. And the Republicans sometimes seem so
that's
hopeless.
Right.
What
you're saying is right. I mean, they do, and they are. I mean, the Mitch McConnell type of Republican, but they're going to die out. They're going to retire out. They're going to die. And I think there. Let's hope so. Yes, that's right. I think there is a new Republican sort of constituency that is going to come. That's going to replace them. But yes, I mean, you're right. It wasn't everything we hoped for. But then again, they never tackled the issue of this months long voting system where you could mail in votes with little to no sort of verification. And then you lose these swing states by a few thousand votes. And oh, my God, well, the people have spoken. Well, have they? I don't think so. I certainly don't know so.
Don't be an election denier. Don't be a conspiracy.
Yeah. Be like Holocaust denier, election denier.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. They have gamed the election system. And they have all this verbiage if you dispute an election. I think Carrie Lake got ripped off. And, that's a classic situation in Arizona where all these irregularities happened. The machines didn't work. They forced them to do long lines and everything else. And people didn't vote. They basically would have voted for her. But there was no evidence that it was intentional. And so even though the person who was running the election was a Democrat who was running for governor, it's so hard to prove this kind of thing. And the judges are just terrified of overturning an election because it produces chaos. And you can just imagine the New York Times going nuts if a judge overturned the Arizona election and let something, Carrie Lake, the governor, something. That would just be crazy. They would just lose it. And, much less, the Supreme Court actually dealt with some of those lawsuits in 2020 over the Trump election. I mean, that's the reality we're in, that the judiciary is afraid and they just won't deal with it. Democrats are just going to go to the bank with it. I it's hard to see. I'd love to be optimistic, and I think there are some good things, but my God.
Well, you know what? There's always reason for optimism when we have people like you on the field, Kevin, men like you, warriors like you on the field. I gave a speech, as you know, because you were there a couple of months ago
in
Atlanta. I got one standing ovation. It's when I introduced you. So, hey, let me tell you something. The fact that we have men like you out there setting an example, the fact that you're on tonight on New Year's Eve, we always have reason for hope. We always have reason for optimism. Things change, and they change quickly. At this level of play in Weimar, Germany, did they ever think that there would be a dawn? But there was. There can be
there
for
was.
Us, too.
Yeah, and there can be. And we need a leader. They've done everything possible to sideline Trump. And I'm not saying Trump is great, but let's face it, what's happened to him is unprecedented and just almost unreal. I mean, it's lawsuit after lawsuit and impeachment after impeachment and never ending. Now we got a special counsel. I mean, but somebody is going to rise up, I hope, and be
well,
a good leader for us.
There's too much of a people out there waiting for a leader not to rise to the occasion. Leaders meet the occasion. It's the intersection of timing and circumstance. Sam Dixon thinks Trump may go to prison. That's fine. Let the next one rise. Kevin, God bless you.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. No restrictions for New Year's Eve in Times Square. For the first time since the start of the pandemic, crowds were tightly packed, anticipating 2023 along the crossroads of the world. President Biden is reacting to the death of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI. Biden recalled his 2011 visit with the former pontiff at the Vatican in a White House statement. He noted Benedict's generosity and the meaningful conversation the two shared. He became Pope in 2005.
After the great Pope John Paul II, the cardinals have elected me, a simple, humble worker in the vineyard of the Lord.
Benedict shocked the world when he announced his retirement from the papacy in 2013, the first pope to step down in nearly 600 years. There was a rumble in San Diego shaking some people out of bed on Saturday morning. A magnitude 4.2 earthquake was reported northwest of the city. The National Weather Service says they also felt the jolt at their San Diego office. So far, there have been no reports of injuries or damage. Things are getting back to normal for Southwest Airlines after almost 3,000 cancellations the past few days, which accounted for roughly 60% of the airline's flights. The Southwest Airlines Pilots Association says the massive cancellations were caused by Southwest failing to modernize the equipment software. The new year could prove a big payout for someone.
Tuesday's Mega Millions prize is getting close to the $1 billion mark after nobody correctly picked all six numbers in Friday night's drawing. Although one person in Ohio is $1 million richer after matching the five white balls, the jackpot will be the fourth largest in the game's history at $785 million. Lottery officials say the cash option is less than half that at $395 million. I'm Jeremy Scott.
This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to patriotsoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code radio and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Ah, that's right. Everybody we've had on tonight has been cool. What a fantastic presentation of guests this evening. But the final guest of our broadcasting year, the final guest by design of our broadcasting year, 2022, the year that was, all of the shows, 52 weeks, 52 shows, the final guest of the year that nearly was, if you're listening to us live, if you're listening to us after the fact, the year that was, 2022, David Duke, the former representative of the state of Louisiana, the former nominee for governor, and the former nominee for United States Senator on the Republican side of the state of Louisiana, is with us for this, our final guest appearance of 2022. David, how are you tonight? What an honor to have you close us out this year.
Well, I'm doing great, James, and it's always an honor for me to be in your program and to talk to your people, because your supporters are some of the best ever, and I know a lot of them got your special gift a while back for donating to your work, and I'm so happy for that. And I just really do appreciate your work, and I appappreciate all the listeners who are supporting you, because you deserve their support.
Well, and, you know, so many of the people that I've met and so many of the, you know, guests that have been on this year, I met at your 2004 conference in New Orleans. 2004 was in the spring of 04, just a few months before we first went on the air. You are intrinsically related to everything we've ever done on this program.
Well, I appreciate that a lot. And, yeah, I guess I'm the best. No, they call me a white supremacist, and they call me an anti-Semite and so forth, are the best known one of those in the world. My books have reached, actually been read by more people about the Jewish question and about the race question than any other. Ironically, I'm not a white supremacist. You're really not a white supremacist. You're not even a racist by the real definition of the term, or whatever, how they define it, because that's how they control our minds. And that's the dangerous thing we have, is the fact that this Jewish minority, this global powerful minority, which controls a lot of the big spanking in the world, controls all the biggest broadcast networks, controls the biggest television and movie studios in the world, like Hollywood. It's just amazing the power they have, and they control the internet. And they literally have created almost something out of a science fiction movie. I would call it a hive mind. You might have heard, you've seen a lot of science fiction movies where like aliens, extraterrestrials are coming in, and then they try to control the minds of our people. You can start off with an invasion of the body snatchers, or so many other things. Even the movie The Thing, you know, the control over, like, to control the host. Kind of like they got this parasite, right, that mice get. And the parasite, because it gets spread by this way, the parasite actually changes the mice's attitude in their brains to not be afraid of cats. I don't know if you ever heard of that.
I have.
It's really interesting. But in a sense, we've got now a control over the media. At the end of 22 and the beginning of 23, it is the most frightening scenario. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I'm going to tell you some good news too in this broadcast. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but we have the most frightening concentration of power over the mind of America and the collective mind of the world that's ever existed. I mean, there's any of the people that have dreams of conquering the world and so forth could never have dreamed of the power that they now have over the mind. I'll just give you an example. Google, at this point, controls 90% of the search engines in the world. And Robert Epstein, who's, by the way, a Jewish guy, I call him a righteous Jew because he's actually, you know, talking about the evil that Google's doing and also YouTube's doing. And he swore before Congress. They've been doing studies. He's a very famous Jewish psychologist. He's one of the editors of Psychology Today. And he came out and testified under oath, and they've been doing studies of all this, that he believes that Google, back in 2016, even with Hillary Clinton, affected, believe it or not, 11 million votes. That, in other words, Trump would have got more than 11 million votes more, right, than he got in that close election of 2016. And the same thing is true of 2018 and in the midterm, which got all these Jews so much power in the House and the Senate. And then you talk about in 20, we know the same thing's going on right now. And it's not just the search engines. The way that works is it controls people's minds, and they don't even know their mind's being controlled. It's like this alien creature that's kind of getting in your mind, or, you know, this plant that's taking over your body while you sleep, you know, and then controlling your mind. Because most people don't think of a search engine as anything else than searching a subject. But they have these automatic things. They can't have individuals decide where all these searches go. It's impossible because you have trillions of search a day. And so what they do is they send you to sites, send you to articles, send you to people that they want you to read on any subject, any candidate, any principle, on the COVID, whatever you want to talk about. And you don't even realize they're doing this. So this is going to bias your mind. And this Jewish guy, you know, Robert Epstein, he said it affects millions and millions of votes. And they just completely control everything. And you can kind of prove this. I mean, the power that they have is just so enormous. And in the last part of the show, we can talk more about the positive aspects. But you look at the Hunter Biden laptop.
This is the last part. We've got 3 minutes left with you, so we got to get to the good stuff. But everything you're talking about
let's get to the good.
On point.
I'll just close the bad stuff by saying all you can do is look at the Hunter Biden laptop. You know, we got totally controlled media. The entire bulk, the biggest media in America told us the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. And by the way, that should raise a big warning bell to every listener that the Russians aren't the bad guys here. It's not the bad guys. It's not the Russians who control the information. The truth is that the New York Times and all the information media was telling us that the Hunter laptop, right, was Russian disinformation when it wasn't Russian disinformation. It was just a fact. And the media was Jewish disinformation. It's the Jewish element, the Jewish race, the Jewish nationality, and it's a global power. They're the ones who are controlling our media and our government. Now, how do we fight this? Well, there's one clear answer.
Very, before you tell us, DavidDuke.com. That's how you can fight this. Go there, learn more, support the work that former Representative Duke is doing. A grand champion for our people, the last guest of the year. With 2 minutes remaining, give us the good news of why we should be hopeful looking towards 2023. David?
Well, we still have the mechanism of the Internet. We still can send an email to all the people we want. We can keep our address books forever. We can share, you know, things that are off the grid, so to speak, and things that where you can see videos, you can get books, you can get other things, even though they're trying to clamp down on everything with the ADL as like the policeman. But here's the issue. Today, people are learning that it's not the World Economic Forum which is changing the world. That's just one small part of it. And people talk about the World Economic Forum that don't talk about Harari, who is the Jewish guru, who's putting out all the data from the World Economic Forum. And they don't really control the government, but they're putting out the ideas that these other Jews around the world are pushing. The big information and the most powerful thing is the easiest thing to get people to understand that we're living under this dictatorship and under this control and evil is to understand that this is a racial takeover of America and the world and the media and all these institutions. And when you understand that, when you begin to connect the dots, once you understand who the enemy is and you identify the enemy, and Kanye West did that, and a lot of other people are doing that kind of thing now. it's breaking this thing down, because that's the one thing they can't stand, but the information's coming through because it's so obvious. The supremacy in this country is not white supremacy, and we're not racist. What we are is we believe in the right of every people to preserve themselves, including ourselves. And we believe every nation has that right. We're not trying to control the world. The people trying to conquer the world are these Zionists. And they're not just about conquering Israel and dispossessing the Palestinians. It's the government of the United States under their control. It is the government of Great Britain. It's the government of the EU. It's the government of the Western world. And it's the media of the Western world that's trying to destroy our people. When our people understand that and they direct their efforts to understand this reality, what's really going on in the world, that's the one thing they can't stand, and that's the one thing that will defeat them. Because once people understand that, then all the other shibboleths, all the LGBTism, all the immigration policies, all the COVID policies, all this stuff makes sense. All the big pharma, 110,000 Americans dying of overdoses, all makes sense. That was the Sackler family, right? The Jewish family. Once you understand that and you start concentrating on that, and I'm not talking about violence, by the way. I'm talking about exposure. I'm talking about getting people to understand this issue, and that's what's happening, which is going to change this country, and it's going to change the world.
We're going to win in the end, and we're going to win thanks to the example set by heroes and champions like David Duke. DavidDuke.com. He's more than a friend to me, he's family, but he's a hero to us all. DavidDuke.com. Happy New Year, David. I can't wait to talk to you again in 2023, but for you being our final guest of tonight, it was entirely our honor. Good.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject from the Spanish Civil War to the funding behind the transgender movement. Antelope Hill publishes books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo and brings real culture to the reading public at an affordable price. If you count yourself as a political dissident, you owe it to yourself to check out the Antelope Hill catalog with exclusive offerings like Solzhenitsyn and the Right, the Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more. There's something there for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out the catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com. That's antelopehillpublishing.com. I'm James Edwards, and I want you to go to antelopehillpublishing.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Good stuff. That's good stuff. This is it. This is the end, ladies and gentlemen, of our 2022 broadcasting year. And my God, thank you, Keith Alexander. Thank you to all of our production team, our owner, Sam Bushman, who you just heard from in the previous hour, to all of you, our guests, every guest who appeared this year, every contributor who donated this year. Thank you all for making 2022 what it was on TPC. To all of the guests tonight, let's name them in the order in which they appeared. Sam Dixon, Jared Taylor, Michael Hill, Sam Bushman, Tim Murdoch, Kevin McDonald, David Duke, and now Jack Ryan. Jack Ryan is not a guest. He is part of our regular broadcasting team. He is part of the crew here at TPC. And Jack, I wanted to end the year with you, my friend, and you presented that song. Why did you do it? Happy New Year. What do you have to share with our audience? This is the last 10 minutes of TPC 2022.
Well, I just wanted to share some positivity, and good music. You know how much I love R&B music from the 60s and the 70s. And that's one of my favorite ones. Ooh, child. It's a positive one. Things are going to get better and things are going to get easier and you go through it. So it was this year. It was a rough year for lots of people, inflation and things like that. But we got through it. And I think if we all stand together and do what's right, things are going to get better. So I'm very honored that you're having me on the show to close it out this year. And that's just what I want to say. Like, ooh, child. Things are going to get better if we are loyal to our friends, to our country, to our people, to our God. I think that things are going to get better.
You know, it was an eternally wise statement that we had in one of those soap operas from the 80s. Like the sand through an hourglass, so are the days of our lives. I want to hang on. I want to hang on to this year. I want to hang on to the experiences that we've had in 2022 and to all that we've accomplished and all that we've done. Yeah. But this is it. This is the last segment of the broadcasting year. And of course, Jack, you'll be back with us in 2023. Our regular
hope
guest
so.
Will be back. I hope so too.
Am I going to be kidnapped or put in Cook County Jail or in press in the British Navy? That was a big cause of the American Revolution, that they caught Americans on some merchant ship and they said, oh, you owe debts back in England, and they would just take them and impress them in the British Navy, and that was a big cause. And so now we're having similar things like that you get inscripted into the American military to fight off crappy wars in Crimea and Afghanistan or something like that. So unless you know something that I don't know, I think I'm going to be with you in 2023, but I hope so. Hope we're
going to
do that.
I hope
we're going to be there.
Hey, listen, all we got to do is make it three more hours and we'll be, right? I mean, if we make it three more hours from where we stand now, we'll be together in 2023. I hope we can make it that far as well, my friend.
Hey.
But it's been a fantastic show. It's been a fantastic year. You've been a big part of it. You've been a big part
Thank
of
you.
It here on this program for a long, long time, many years now. Our closer for so many shows and our closer for this year. Well, we've had a lot of fun with you. But you look back on the best and the worst of 2022. You look forward to the hopes and dreams in 2023.
Right.
What message do you have to share, Jack?
Okay. Now, did you see my Occidental Descent post?
I did. I did. You're talking about Tyson Fury. You're talking about Tyson Fury, except...
Right. I did. I was the one that got American Renaissance to restart the year-end tradition from Inspiration magazine about the worst renegade traitor of the year. And boy, there's so many of them. But I feel that we should also have something more positive about the person that did something great or people that did positive. So my man of the year, family year, is the British Gypsy King Tyson Fury and his family. And boy, he married a beautiful gal. They have six children. She's a traditional wife. And this guy, Tyson Fury, he's an amazing guy. Not just an amazing boxer, but he's got very good politics. He's tough. He knows how to play the game in a good way. He's a great inspiration. But his wife, when I see the photos of you and your family and your beautiful wife, I think of Mrs. Tyson Fury. I think her name is Paris Fury, and they have six children. So our guys are pretty good, but our good women, they're the best, like your wife and Mrs. Tyson Fury. So that's what I said. The person of the year and the family of the year is the Tyson Fury family for this year. So I'd like for people to come to Occidental Descent, make some comments. Maybe they like someone else or make some suggestions. We shouldn't just be negative. things are bad. Yeah, of course, there's bad things, but we should be positive. And there's areas in the world, in the United States, where we're doing good stuff, and we should encourage the people to do good things. So that was my comment tonight.
Well, listen, I got to tell you, I haven't mentioned this all night, but here we are now. If you're listening live in the Central Time Zone, as we are broadcasting from, just 3 hours from 2023. And we were having a New Year's Eve get-together at my home. But how do I get from home, from the studio to home? Well, I got to drive there. My wife and family are with me now. My wife has actually got her headset on. She heard everything you just said, Jack, and she wants to wish you and the entire audience listening a very happy new year. I know she doesn't like to do it. Both of her dimples, one is more prominent than the other, but both of her dimples are showing right now, and she's going to say hello to you, Jack, Brother Jack, Uncle Jack, and the entire listening audience here. Happy new year. Here she comes. She doesn't like to do it, but she's going to do it right now.
Happy new year, Jack. You're more than just Brother Jack, you're part of our family, and
thank
we've
you
really,
so much.
We've really enjoyed you being around, and you know, always
thank you.
Saying hello to the kids. They always enjoy the attention, but you know, all of our fans and everyone who listens are part of our family and really help us keep going. And we appreciate all the support, and we're excited for the new year and what it has to offer for our family and yours.
Thank you so much. God bless you and. I got to say, James is a pretty good-looking guy, even though his hair is not really that looking so good these days. If that was a gay guy,
he looks good still.
But his children they reflect the mom, and the mom is just beautiful, great, and that's what I think.
My recommendation
to think, but let's try to support our best moms in the United States, North America, around the world, because our moms are the best. And we are. I mean, we can't say that other people are jealous about it, but our moms, boy, they're just great. So anything that we can do to help our moms, God bless them, and anything I can do, just let me know. I'm in there. We're gonna have a better year than we did last year.
Oh, you're so sweet. I definitely am blessed to be a mother. I know that there's some that are not, but. I have a wonderful life and a
big
wonderful
city
husband.
Women, college miseducated women that go to law school. Boy, they do not like me. I don't like them. I'd rather hang out with black gang members. I just don't. They're just mean. They're no fun. They're always trying to pick a fight. You know, why do they want to send a woman to law school? Most women
know
how to argue on their own just fine. You know, just like, why do you want to send a woman to law school and teach them how to argue more? It's like some Middle Eastern guy. You want to send them to terrorist school? I don't think so. So I just want to send my word out to our listeners, but just to our best moms. And God bless you. And if we support our moms, I think we're going to be okay.
Hey, listen, I got to say, I had an epiphany for 2023. We're going to do a Jack and Danny segment, a recurring segment. She stood up for that one.
Hey, I could get behind that.
Hey, I got to ask her, though, because I was playing this earlier. I found it in the attic earlier. I mentioned this with Sam Bushman last hour. But I found the very first television interview I ever did. It was on behalf of the Buchanan campaign in 2000. I got to ask my wife, do I look better when I was 20 or do I look better at 42?
You've aged gracefully, and I've loved you through every season of our marriage. But that right there is definitely the man that I remember standing by that chalkboard in that Sunday school room.
You can see it at James Edwards TPC. I had hair then. But, that looks pretty. That was a little bit before you, but it was almost there.
What year was that? Like 2000?
That was the fall of 2000.
Well, I met you in 2001, silly.
Well, that was a big year.
Wow.
Hey, what about our guests tonight? We're going to ask Jack and Danny. We'll ask with 2 minutes remaining in our broadcasting year. Sam Dixon, Jared Taylor, Michael Hill, Sam Bushman, Tim Murdoch, Kevin McDonald, David Duke, Jack Ryan, and now yours truly, Danny. You know a lot of those people whose names I just rattled off.
I was just about to say, why wasn't Sam Dixon on our last show of the year?
He was. I just mentioned him.
Oh, did you?
He was the very first one.
Yes, he's definitely number up there for me.
You don't want to say number one because you know all of these guys.
I do. I love all of these guys. I definitely think I've grown up with them. I mean, I've been around since I was 16 years old. So it's definitely all of these people have been a big part of my life. And I just think everybody's so great. And I'm lucky to get to be a part of this.
And Jack as well, who's a part of our family. Jack, I wanted to close, you know, David Duke was technically our last guest of the year. You're our last segment of the year. And to share it with you, Keith couldn't be on tonight. I mean, Keith is, there is no TPC without Keith, and he'll be back next week. But to close the show out with you and my wife, very, very, very special.
Good. Well, we just have to say that there's rough times, but we've been through rougher ones. 100 years ago, my grandfather was a teenager from the Russian aristocracy. He fought in the Civil War against the communists. We lost, and we went through some rough things. Your Southerners went through Reconstruction. So we've been through worse times, but we're going to get through it, and we just got to be strong, and we got to be loyal to our friends. But we really have to we get our men and women to like each other and get married. And so you got a great one. You got one of the greatest wives. I'm left behind in Chicago with Hillary Clinton.
Hey, but only for there's always tomorrow. Hey, Jack, and we will talk to you next week. What the best to the best owner and the best production crew in the business to play Auld Lang Syne one more time tonight. This is it for 2022. We'll see you next year, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for what a fantastic year it's been. For Jack Ryan,